Do you support rehabilitating and preserving the railroad tracks between Saranac Lake and Tupper Lake and beyond to Old Forge and Remsen? Or do you think that the track should be removed and replaced with a multi-use trail?
I think it would probably make more sense, and this because I talked to a lot of people about this. I have a lot of people come in the shop and on both sides of the fence, but I talked to a lot more people that would be in favor of seeing the rails removed and putting a multi-use trail in. I don't think that the I've read both the reports. I don't think the numbers are real accurate in either one of the reports. I don't think on the artist's report they see an increase of 250,000 people in Saranac Lake in the summertime to use the or in the Tri Lakes area to use the trail system. I can't really see that happening. Where would they go? Where would they stay? Where would they put their cars, for God's sake? I mean, I just don't see how you could logistically pull that off. Personally, I feel that putting the trail in would be more beneficial to the area economically. But there are a number of people that like the nostalgia of riding the train, having and there's some people who think that you're gonna who believe that you'll be able to use it as freight service. So that's why we're gonna support at our next meeting, just like the village did, opening up the unit management plan. That's the best way to come down with a good decision of how the state, the DOT, and the DEC will can foresee which is the best way to go. I mean, they'll look at everyone will get a chance to have their time in front of the mic to plead their case. I think that's the best way to go.
I'm honestly right in the middle and on the fence on this. We went for riding a truck on the rails from Saranac Lake to Tupper Lake, and it was an absolutely beautiful ride. I think people would pay money to ride from Tupper Lake here or expand it. It's not quite the same ride as it is from Saranac Lake to Lake Placid. It's a completely different ride. It's a beautiful ride. Will it make money? I don't know if that'll ever happen. The snowmobilers, we could increase the snowmobile activity up here, I think, if the rails were not there. It means earlier grooming, better riding conditions, and safer riding conditions also. It would be much more attractive to all snowmobilers. 250,000 more people here in the summer? Yeah. I agree with Bob. I'm not sure about the figures that are out there on all this. But it would certainly have a big impact. You have Lake Placid right next door, and those athletes do need a place to practice. And the spinoff, well, you never know. You could have bike shops out in the woods right now where there's absolutely nothing. And people giving bicycle tours. And there's a whole new industry there that could spin off from this. So I would hate to see the rails torn up because they'd never get put back down if we ever chose to do that. That would be, once they came out, they'd disappear, I'm sure. But if that's the case, that's the case. We need to move forward on that. And looking at this new report will help everyone hopefully make the right decision.
Chance for rebuttal.
I just want to say that I haven't been on the ride on the mm-hmm. high rail, on the high rail car from Saranac Lake Tupper, but everyone who's gone says that is a much much more beautiful ride than it is from on the end from Saranac Lake to Lake Placid. But you can still enjoy it on a bike or on a pair of cross country skis or in the back of a snowmobile. And that's my personal opinion. But we're gonna wait and see what opening up the unit management plan. What comes out of that, and that's, we'll have to decide what we're going to support then.